Welcome to Family Worship Center, where you are blessed and highly favored. Blessings and love be multiplied to all of you that are here and those that are listening online. Amen. I pray you be strengthened tonight by the word. Hallelujah. And the worship. We are busy doing lots of things in the church. And just a few announcements. Tomorrow we are having an all-church work day here at the church. If you can come out and help, be much, much, much appreciated. We have a dumpster, so we're going to pitch some more stuff. And a lot of cleaning to do because of all the dust that has been going on with all the construction. So if you can come out 10 to noon, and Aaron, she prepared a bunch of food. Woohoo. So she already brought some of it tonight. So after the workday, we're just going to partake outside and just fellowship. Amen. So come. If you work, we will feed you. So Zion's Lions is with Melissa Smart, and she's coming. Kingdom Kids is with Liz Norton. So she's over there, Kingdom Kids. Our next Going Deeper Bible study will be Friday, June 4th at 6:30. If you haven't been here to one of those, I encourage you to come. They are phenomenal. Pastor Chris really digs into the word. That's why it's called Going Deeper. Amen. We have kind of stepped away from Wednesday night Bible study, and we've been focusing on prayer only on Friday night or Wednesday evening. So this Going Deeper, he digs into the word. I encourage you to come. It's only a couple hours. Come and be with your brothers and sisters. Amen. And I just, this was in my spirit today, that we are more than conquerors. In Romans 8:37, it says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Hallelujah. I just heard a story about, and that's why I come to this scripture, is there was two wrestlers, and they were up for a $1 million prize. And they were going to fight, you know, and wrestle, but one of them was going to be victorious. And they had the match, and it went on and back and forth, but one was victorious. And the referee came over, and he lifted up his hands, and they said, this is the champion. He won. This is the champion. And they brought out this big check, eight foot by four check, $1 million. He won $1 million. But you know who was more than a conqueror? He was a conqueror, but he wasn't a... The one that really participated was his wife when he took home the check. She was the more than the conqueror. And it just reminded me that Jesus already did the work for us. Hallelujah. He already won, hallelujah, the victory for us. We just have to rest in it, church. And he declared that we are more than conquerors. We are blessed by God to overcome in every situation. Hallelujah. Every situation, whatever you're going through. And I wrote this down. Conquerors, one, they never quit. They never give up. Hallelujah. They never quit. Winners never quit. They remain focused, hallelujah, on the victory. Hallelujah. And they are filled with joy. You don't see a conqueror going around moaning and complaining because they know that the victory is already won. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to encourage you tonight. Stand with me. The victory has already been won. We just have to step into it, church. Step into what he has already done. If you are facing an impossible situation, know he has your back. And you can come through it victoriously. So we just enter in tonight, Lord God. We come before your throne. Hallelujah. And we just ask, Lord God, that you just meet us there, Lord God, as we give our sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of joy, hallelujah, as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving, with joy on our hearts, knowing that the victory is already won for us, hallelujah. We declare, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, that you will just set us apart, hallelujah, that you will just minister to our hearts tonight, Lord God. Let our hearts be open. Let our ears be open, Lord God. Let us receive, Lord God, what you have for us. We enter in, Lord God. We say thank you, hallelujah, for what you've done. We ask, Lord God, that you just strengthen us tonight, Lord God. in the name of Jesus. Look to your neighbors, wave to them, say, I'm glad you're here tonight. Hallelujah. Worship, right? Amen.
Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring, you're the stirring, you're the life for your sons and daughters. As a rope in to the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Come and give the Lord His glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. Cause I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love. As a rope into the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. If the hands give the Lord in, eyes are open. As a rope into the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Lift your hands, give the Lord His glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your, you're calling me deeper. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river, and you'll never find. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're so I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still.
Freedom.
Into your love, into your love. There is freedom.
Time.
Into your love, you're I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love.
Woo! Praise God. Deeper into his love, his presence. Oh, he's worthy. He's a great God. Day we gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awaking in desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, oh mighty river, flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river, flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens. We'll open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Show us your glory, show us your power, show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory, show us your power, show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, oh mighty river, flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. The floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I just hear the Lord saying, hallelujah, I want to pour my favor out upon you tonight, hallelujah. I want to shine my favor upon you tonight. I want to pour out my favor, hallelujah. I want you to bask in abundance of my love, hallelujah. I want you to receive my grace and my mercy and my fullness, hallelujah. God, Lord, we receive it tonight. Come on, I just want you to lift up your hands. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just hear the Lord saying, hallelujah, that there's healing in this house right now, right in this place. I feel the favor of God, hallelujah. I feel the face of God shining upon that area of weakness in your mind, in your body right now, hallelujah. So lift up your hands, hallelujah. Just receive it right now by faith, hallelujah. God's looking for believers. Ones that believe that He's God. He's greater than sickness. He's greater than disease, hallelujah. He's greater than whatever we face, hallelujah. He wants to shine. He wants His favor to be upon you, hallelujah. So receive it in Jesus' name right now. Oh, just receive it. Come on. Just receive it, hallelujah. Oh, come on. Just bask in it, hallelujah. Let the glory of God, let the love of God flood you here tonight. Let it flood you, hallelujah. Oh, we receive your favor, God. We receive your favor, God, right here tonight, Lord. Thank you. Healing. Healing.
Peace. Bring it all to peace. Storm surrounding me. Let it praise at your name still. Call the sea to still. The rage in me to still. Everywhere at your name. Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Your silent fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Breathe, call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing once again. Praise, breathe, call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Your name. Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a light forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. The shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a light forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. We sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. Silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Your silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Your silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness. darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, praise you, Lord. Jesus.
My God, that is who you are.
Waymaker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see that you're working, even though I'm not doing what you're working, you never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, never stop, never stop working. Waymaker, now, never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Yeah, God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Yeah, God, that is who you are. 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 That Waymaker. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Oh, yes, you are right now. Come on. I just want you to lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Oh, just lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, 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 yes, God. Lord, you're healer. You're my provider. Hallelujah. You never fail me. You never fail me. Oh, you never fail me. Oh, you're more than enough. You're more than enough. Oh, you're more than enough. You're more than enough. You're more than enough, God. Oh, you're more than enough. You're more than enough, God. Right here, God, Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. I feel that God's healing hearts right now. He's healing wounds right now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, whatever weakness, hallelujah. whatever infirmity, hallelujah, at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, at the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, at the name of Jesus, sickness has to leave. At the name of Jesus, hallelujah. At the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, fear can't stay. Weakness has to bow, hallelujah. Infirmities, hallelujah, cannot stay. They have to leave in your presence, God. So right here, right now, whatever it is, hallelujah, whatever infirmity that you feel right now in your body, whatever pain there might be right now, just receive, hallelujah. Let the abundance of God overtake your lack, hallelujah. Let the abundance of God overtake your lack, hallelujah. Let the greatness of God overwhelm your weakness, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, right now, God, right here, Father God, hallelujah. Lord, I pray right now, God, Lord, that we just receive it right now in the power of your holy, precious name. Right now, Lord, we thank you, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel it right now. Come on, hallelujah. Somebody's going to have a testimony here. Somebody's going to have a testimony, hallelujah. Because he's the God that healers. That's who he is. He's the God that heals. He's the way maker, hallelujah. He's my miracle worker, hallelujah. He's your light in the darkness, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Can you give him praise? Come on, just give him glory. Just give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to know I'm confident. I'm confident, hallelujah, because he is who he says he is. His word declares it, hallelujah. If God's word says it, hallelujah, that means I can be a partaker of it. I want you to know I was lost and blind, but now I see. Why? Because God says he's my salvation. He's our healer. So what it is, whatever it is right now, come on, I just want you, man, so you need healing tonight, just lift up your hands right now. Whoever needs healing in their body, whatever, hallelujah, whether it's diabetes, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just feel diabetes is going to bow, hallelujah. I feel it's got to bow. It cannot stay, hallelujah. It's got to go, hallelujah. Someone say it's got to go. It's got to go, hallelujah. The weariness in your mind right now, hallelujah. I feel weariness in the minds, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel that God says it's got to go. I just see it snapping, hallelujah. Letting go. The grip that it's had on your mind, the grip that has caused you to feel like you're poverty, that you're weak, hallelujah, you have no strength. I see it snapping right now. Just let it go right now, hallelujah. Let it go right now, hallelujah. It's breaking right now. Right now in Jesus' name. And the signs that come from that weariness, the signs that come from that, hallelujah. The signs, hallelujah, that come from that have to be gone in Jesus' name. They can't stay. Not in this house, hallelujah. Not in this house, hallelujah. Not here, not today, hallelujah. Lift up your hands, hallelujah, and say, I am the house of God, hallelujah. I am the temple of the Most High, hallelujah. There's no other name greater than the name of Jesus in this house. In my house, whatever it has to be has to bow. It cannot stay. It cannot stay. In Jesus' name, let it be gone. In Jesus' name. Come on, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Just embrace. Hallelujah. Children may go to their classes. I just want to give God a moment. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Hallelujah. 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 It's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I honor the presence of God. I honor the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to know it's the Holy Spirit that enlightens you right here tonight, that enlightens you to be able to have the faith to agree with what God's Word says. It's the Holy Spirit that quickens you to receive what Jesus did for you at Calvary. Come on. Listen, what did he give you? He's given you healing. It's yours. Say it's yours. Come on, I want you to receive. I want you to encourage you tonight to know that it's the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that will cause you to be enlightened, to quicken you, to know whose you are, hallelujah, and what you have. I'm desperate to hear the Spirit of God in my life to tell me, hallelujah, you are who He says you are, hallelujah, that I can have what God promises me that I can have, that I can take it, that I can not, listen, that I can walk in the reality of it. Sometimes we face roadblocks. Sometimes we get deterrents, things in front of us that might cause us to get staggered. Come on, I said this, that things in life will cause us to ask questions. And how I answer it is once I want you to know, it's so vital to know how I answer the questions that life gives me. Do I answer from the lack? Or do I answer from the abundance of the Spirit of God? Hallelujah. That quickens me. That causes me to rise up in the midst of darkness, in the midst of heaviness or whatever it is. It's the Spirit of God that quickens me. The abundance of God. He wants us to live in that place, to dwell there, to walk in the Spirit, to take hold of it. See, the enemy wants to distract you, that you can't be life to the lost. That you can't speak. He wants you to deal. He wants you to walk in your issues and your problems and your sickness and be focused on that. That you can't heal those ones. God says that I have called you to heal. I've called you to lay hands on the sick. Don't look funny at me. Tell your neighbor you're called. The word of God declares to us that we're called to lay hands on the sick. And they're to recover. I want you to know that we got to let God heal our sicknesses in our hearts. Come on, amen, that we can recover the lost. Come on, amen. There's things that we have dealt with years. There's people, the woman with the issue of blood, she dealt with it for 12 years. 12 years. Issues. I don't want to deal with issues. I want God, I'm equipped to let the favor of God is upon me. The favor of God is upon you. How do I know that? Because Jesus Christ, hallelujah, He rose from the grave and He's alive. The favor of God shines upon you. That by believing I can receive all that God has said that I can have. And I can walk in the reality because the Bible says He is the way. Oh, wherever I find myself lost in a situation, I don't know which way to go. Lindsay, He says, I'm the way. The favor of God shines upon me. I'm the truth, hallelujah. When you've seen the lies, turn to me, and the favor of God is the truth in Jesus Christ. And when you've been dead and broken and you feel like you have nothing to live for, He is the life. He's the abundance. We live from the lack. There's so many times as Christians we live from a place of lack and not from a place of abundance. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Beth, lift up your hands, hallelujah. Lift up your hands, hallelujah. Lord, I pray right now, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I pray right now, God, hallelujah. Go lay hands on her, hallelujah. Receive it right now in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Receive it, hallelujah. Receive it, hallelujah. God, I just hear that God says the favor of God is shining on your household, hallelujah. The favor of God is invading spaces, the doors that have been shut, hallelujah. God says that there's no door, hallelujah. There's no door that cannot be opened, hallelujah. I open doors that I want to open. I open doors. I am the way. I am the truth. And I'm the life, hallelujah. Receive it in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet right now. Woo! Come on, pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thanks for coming. Without further ado, I'd like to honor Pastor Sam and Joyce. Thank you. I don't know, but you know this, but it's been your great niece that's been ministering to my mother and taking care of her. She loves her, and she means a lot. Her name is Bethany. Her name is Bethany. And I'm telling you, listen, I love it because you can't outrun it. I thank Marsha. I thank you for reading the Word of God to my mother.
I thank you. I found the Bible on her bed and it had Marcia's name in it. Put a sword in her hand. Put a sword. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I want you to know that God never forsakes us. Never, never, never. Sometimes we get in front of God's. We get in front of God. But we need to stop and be still. And experience God. I believe God's taking us on a journey. I believe that I know that He's taking me on a journey that I'm experiencing. Sometimes I don't get it right away. But God's faithful. That if we submit our hearts to God, no matter what it might be, that God brings us a place that we can live in victory. Victory. Say victory. Sometimes there's shadows, there's things that sometimes hide that have come in our lives the enemy wants to use. And sometimes when things come against us, we answer, like I said, out of the lack in our lives. Instead, out of the spirit. We act out of our soulish realm. Instead of acting out of the spirit. Letting it lead us and drive us. That's why the Bible says that we walk in the spirit. Say, walk in the spirit. I'm going to tell someone, walk in the spirit. I want you to know, if you feel like you're not experiencing life, I pray tonight that you receive the spirit of God. I pray tonight that God, Lord, the Bible says if you ask, that you receive the Spirit of God upon your life. That you be quickened. Amen? We can't do this in our own self. We can't do this in our own strength. We need the Spirit of God to quicken us. To awaken us. Our hearts need to be open to hear what the Spirit is saying in this moment right now. That we're living in. I need to hear more than I've ever needed before for this moment right here. God's doing a quick work. God's going to do an amazing demonstration of His power and His might. God's going to show off who He is. We've only seen one arm of God. But God's going to pull out both arms. Hallelujah. And show you how great He is. I want to experience. I want to be involved in it. I don't want it to get beyond me. I want to stand. I want to be in it. Hallelujah. I want anything to take me off guard. But I want my heart to be in a place where that I can receive it. And I can walk in the reality and the truth that God has for me today. 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 Salvation is at hand today. Everything that we need is today, right here, right now. It's not some other day. It's not some other day. Amen. God wants us to experience Him today, every single day in this moment, right now. Right now. God wants you to walk in the reality of who He is. The disciples, step by step, they walk with Jesus. They didn't get it all the time. They didn't get it all the time, but it was that moment. It was learning. It was experiencing the greatness of God. That when they went through things, they could look back and they could see, ha ha, man, I missed it then, but I could see it now. Your mercies was great. You were there. You were faithful. You were always there with me. You were everything. You never left me. You're faithful. Because you get experience in life through tribulations. You let God, whatever's weak in you, become strong. I'm learning. I'm learning to let God be strong in my weakness. Heal my infirmities. In places that I have not let bow to the name above all names. I need to read the word. For my healing, God. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. He's already healed me of blindness in one eye. And I got a little secret. He's the same yesterday. Today. And forevermore. I'm going to walk in complete sight. That eye, God, bring it back. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I want to share with you a scripture. Let's just let God be God. Amen. Pastor Sam, if there's anything in your heart, I wish you'd share. Okay. This is Psalms 18, 28. It says this, for thou wilt light my candle. He will light my candle. Say, he'll light my candle. Say it again, he'll light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. See, God wants to enlighten my darkness. Oh, no, no. Because sometimes people say, oh, no, no, I'm completely flooded with light. I want you to know that sometimes we turn our back. Sometimes we don't let God in our soul, the soulless realm. Our spirit is completely flooded with light. Say, I'm complete in him. But my soul and my body sometimes is disobedient. I want you to know, see, God wants to overflow. Say, overflow. Our spirit into our soul and into our body. Body, soul, and spirit. Whew. Say overflow. Whew. God says, I'm breaking out. I hear God saying, I'm breaking out. The church has kept God confined, but God says, I want to break out. Hallelujah. I want to heal those places in your soul. Hallelujah. I want to heal places that have been wounded, that have been hurt. There's things that become distractions because they've become distractions to what God wants to do in your life. The Bible says that he's the light. He's the light. Say, influenced by the Spirit of God. I want you to hear this, that God wants you to be under the influence of the Spirit of God. Under the influence, hallelujah. Under the influence that listen, when others see you, they recognize the Spirit of God upon you, hallelujah. They recognize something different because it's overflow. You've not kept it in this container in the Spirit, but you let it overflow and get it because why? It comes out of your personality, hallelujah. Light begins to burst out of who you are in your personality, your life. You burst out with love. You burst out with peace. You burst out with joy. The fruit of the Spirit is the overflow and the fruit that bursts out of your very life of who God is. It's not confined. It's not kept in. But this is experiencing the abundance of life isn't when it overflows. Then I begin to experience in my thinking, hallelujah, in my talking, others around me begin to experience it. It's not just for me, but those around me begin to be captivated by the Spirit of God that's within me, that's touching them through my personality. Through my expressions. I want you to hear that so many times we let our soul speak and not the Spirit. We wound people. So God wants to be the light in darkness. And those darkness that we don't give him place. And those hurts, whatever they might be. Bible says, work out your salvation. I want you to hear this, not work for it. Say, work out of me, God. Say it again. See, the Spirit of God is working out of you, touching those areas that are wounded, that are hurt. Because I'm telling you what, I see it. I see it in people. I see it in the way people respond. I see it in things that we daily living of wounds and hurts. And then what they do is they cause people to stop living. He says, for thou wilt the candle, the Lord God has enlightened my darkness, for by thee I have run through a troop. See, this is what happens when we let God invade our darkness, those places, those shadows, those places that we hide from him, that he knows anyways. You can hide it from everybody else. Come on, just tell your neighbor you can hide. But not from him. He knows your heartbeat. He knows what you've placed in front of him. He knows what causes you hurt. What has wounded you. And he wants to enlighten that area. For by thee I have run through a troop, And by God, my God, I have leaped over a wall. When God shines upon us, when we arise and shine, for your light has come, that we can leap over a wall. There's a lot of walls sometimes that we face. There's a lot of things in our life, but it's the Spirit of God within me that will cause me to leap over it, to get above it. Whatever that might be, because there's things that come in front of you. There's some things that get in front of you. Amen. Do you remember that Jesus stood there and the devil came before him and tried to interrupt, hallelujah, his moving with the Father. He tried to disrupt it. Come on. Amen. He tried to disengage Jesus from walking out, hallelujah, his call. But do you know how Jesus dealt with it? He told the devil to get behind me. Say, get behind me. Get behind me. Come on, amen. That he recognized it, then knew that the devil was trying to distract him from the Father. See, do you know the enemy wants to distract you from the Father? And sometimes he'll use the wounds of your past and hurts that have hurt you and things to distract you from the Father. Sometimes they've been wounds. Sometimes whatever that might be in our lives. And I talk about this because I want you to know that we got to get beyond these things. That we got to let the light of God flood us, hallelujah, with light. That we become healed emotionally in our soul, body, soul. Amen? He says, and as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is the buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is the rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds feet. He setteth me upon high places. He teaches my hands to war so that the bow of steel is broken by mine arms. For thou hast also given me the shield of salvation. Listen to this. He's given me the shield of salvation. And the right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Say great. What causes us to stumble is those distractions. Those things that we go through in life that come up and they keep reoccurring. I hear the God saying he's breaking these things off. He's breaking them off. He's breaking these things off. Come on, he's loosening these things. I've seen so many people, and listen, I want you to know, because I know the greatness that's within us. I know the greatness that's in his people. But too many times we've been distracted not to let God be great in us. And let God have the potential and the rule and the reign in our lives that we could be the overflow of who he is in the earth. Let me get here. Help me. Come on. Come with me, Judges. Let's go real quick. Guys, whenever I read the Word of God, I don't read it like stories. I read it like experiences that we could take hold of. These aren't just stories. Amen. But these are experiences in men and women in the Word of God that it can become my reality. Say it can become mine. If it's in it, if it's in here, hallelujah, it could become your reality. If it's in here, it could become your reality. Amen? Say it's mine. This is a book full of promises. Amen? Promises. Whew. If I stand in it, take hold of it, the promises of God. If you abide in my Word, abide. These words keep me. They strengthen me. They quicken me. Judges 6, sorry. Are you ready? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I just pray to God, Lord, that you just take hold of this. Can you just say this with me? Heavenly Father, I pray that you open my eyes and give me understanding and wisdom that I might see, that I might be flooded with light of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is in 6:1. It says, and the children of Israel did evil. Say they did evil. I want you to know that if you take the context of what this came up, that, man, if you begin to follow along, I want you to hear this and know that I feel like God is, there's so many times in my life that I've reverted to doing something contrary to who God is. You know, evil is contrary. It's not who God is. He's righteous. He's good. He's merciful. But evil is a sense, it's living out of a character of who I'm not to be. A flawed image of who I'm supposed to be. But we can say here, if you begin to go all the way through Judges and even go beyond that, and you could see that they did evil in the sight of the Lord, that they turned from hearing God's voice, that they didn't let God touch their hearts or move within them at a greater depth, but only in a shallow level. So it says the children of Israel did evil in the sight of God. But to me, as I look at this and I see this, I see a merciful God that keeps searching, hallelujah, and keeps pouring out to them and showing them that he's there for them, that he loves them, that he's right near to them, that there's close enough that they just call upon his name and he'll answer. I just feel that right here tonight. I feel that it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you came from. It's just you relieving and receiving it and declaring, calling out to God and he'll answer. I don't care how much darkness you've been in. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you've done. That you call upon the name of the Lord and he will hear your cry. God's waiting, hallelujah, for you to call out his name. God will not force you, amen, God will not force you, but he's waiting for you to call out his name, Jesus. Do you know, I want you to know this, that I was not looking for God, I was not hungry for God, I was not searching for him, I was running from him. And as I was running from God, I remember that we stole a car, they found out about it, so my sins have been revealed, this was years ago. Felt like I'm like, you know, holy cow. Everybody's like, oh, we better call the police. This was 30 years ago, over 30 some years ago. So it was my neighbor's car. It's okay. She loves us. So we stole her car and we were unable to drive. We were under the influence of a spirit and not the spirit of God. And we were driving a car we shouldn't have been driving in. But as we were driving, we drove down, and as we passed Riley's, there was a broke down car in the middle of the road. And as I was in the passenger seat, so technically I didn't steal the car, I was just in the car. I was in the passenger side, and as we came toward, and I seen it, all of a sudden, I want you to know that, listen, the thing that I yelled out, the thing that I cried out was Jesus. And right before we crashed, I said, Jesus! I want you to know that he wasn't on my mind, but when I knew, hallelujah, that I cried out to him, that I was desperate for him, he answered me. And I went through the windshield, but yet when I woke up, because I remember going through the windshield, but when I woke up, I was in my seat. And I was completely covered with blood because I cut my lip. And my whole face was bloody. And my friend was with me. And he was screaming because he thought I was dead. And I'm thinking, am I dead? God saved my life that day. And I wasn't looking for him. I want you to know that it doesn't matter how far you are, that you call it his name right here. Don't go. We don't go tomorrow. Don't walk out of this place without knowing his name, without calling out to him to be your Savior, to be the Lord of your life. Let's start with that tonight. Let's start with that tonight. That you know him as your Savior. That you know him as Lord. Somebody that's watching this tonight, if you don't know him as Jesus, as Lord and Savior, I want you to receive him. At the end of this service, I want you to receive him as your Savior. That you call upon the name of the Lord. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. I felt like just sharing that. Amen. He says, so here he was. They were running away from God. They were living in the sight of the Lord in evil. They were running from that. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midianites. Say they were delivered. I want you to sound, see this and understand something, that they were already living in the hands of the Midianites. They were already in a place where that they were subjecting themselves to something contrary to God. And God just let them be or do what they wanted to do. I pray that, listen, that we come to a place that we don't go so far that God just lets us do what we want to do. Help us, God. Come on, right now. I just pray that I don't go without receiving and taking hold. That I don't want to walk out and be at a place where that I'm doing what I want to do and God gives it over to me and says, go ahead. But I want to be at the hand of a merciful God and receive what He has for me today. See, because God's merciful, God's hand is outstretched. So what looked to me as God giving them over to destruction was their salvation. Hallelujah. See, because God's got a plan greater. Amen. Just the same way that when Jonah thought he was rebelling and running from God, God had a redemptive plan for Jonah, even though he wasn't looking for it. I want you to hear this. He delivered them into the hand of the Midianites for 7 years. It says, and the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel made them dens and are at mountains and caves and strongholds. The word Midianite means strife. Strife means unsettled issues. Issues that haven't been settled. See, there was something going on with the children of Israel because they had some unsettled issues with God. Say, with God. There was a problem with trust with God. I want you to hear this and know that sometimes that because we don't walk in the Spirit is because it's a trust issue. There's some things that we hold back from because there's something within us that doesn't trust God fully. See, God wants us to live in total abandonment to Him, that we're willing to let go of everything because we know that God's way is greater than any other way. There's nothing greater than God's love for me. There's nothing greater than who He is. There's no addiction, there's no pain, there's nothing that I can hold on to that is greater than my God. He wants us to live in abandonment of who He is. Laying aside, saying, I want you with everything that I have. Nothing else means much. So it's a trust issue. And there's things that God is causing and breakaway that we trust Him. That God's be my trust. I trust in the Lord. Lean not on my own understanding. Because it's our own understanding out of our soulless realm of what we've learned in the past, what we were born into, that will cause us to stop. I hope you hear that tonight. There's things and wounds that maybe something that afflicted you that you didn't cause it, but something came into your life and invaded you. We said there's three ways for the enemy to try to disrupt us. Three ways. To invade. I've had some invasions. I've had hurts and trespasses into my life that the enemy invaded into my life and tried to disrupt my walk with God. With personal betrayal, whatever it might be. Amen. Sometimes they're invited. Sometimes I invite problems into my life. By doing something I know I shouldn't do. By saying things I know I shouldn't say. I feel a conviction of the Holy Spirit upon my life. Because there's some things that I open up invitation for the enemy to disrupt me. My character and my walk with God. And what happens is when he does that, it brings shame into my life. That I'm afraid and I hold back from letting to be a witness to God because of that shame. Because of the way I might have acted before in front of people. Help me tonight. I want you to say sometimes they're invited and sometimes they're invented. I don't know about you, but there's some things that we get beyond God in our thinking, our reasoning. We think things out too much. We begin to think about things. And God says, think of these. Hallelujah. Think of this. Think of what's true. Think of what's righteous. Hallelujah. Think of what's pure. Amen. Think of these things. Let my word be upon your heart. Let it guard you. Let it protect you. Hallelujah. Let it be the shield about you. Let my word be upon you. Whatever comes against you will bounce off. Why? Because it's opposite of your word, Father, upon me. But so many times we let invented things come upon us and disrupt us and cause us to quit or to get hurt or this. Oh no, what am I going to do? Life comes upon you quickly and fast, and we have choices every day whether or not I am going to answer from my lack or answer from the abundance of what God says I am. And as I do that, I begin to hear the Spirit of God even greater. Amen. We wonder, I don't hear the Spirit of God. Are we listening? Come on. It's not just once in a while. It's a daily living that God wants our hearts to be surrendered, to trust Him. It's hell. You're going through amazing things. Things are hurting you. Things are going through all this stuff. But you trust God in the midst of it, and God will show up. God will be who He is. We'll begin to learn to hear. You'll begin to be like Paul, hallelujah, as he walked, as he was in chains, he was freer than anybody around him. Wow. Because he experienced his relationship out of the abundance and not lack. While he was kept in a prison, he wrote, while he was beaten, he wrote about the love of God. He was at that place where then he spoke that the love of God, he's patient. That's who he is. He's kind. That love never fails. Oh, but Paul, are you serious? Look where you're at. No, I'm not looking from there. I'm looking from what he says about me. I'm not going to let anything be invented except for what God says about me. That we walk as warriors. See, this is the problem that happened. This is what happened to these ones that God gave them over to that place where that they were at that place, but God was trying to settle some unsettled issues with the children of Israel. God's relentless. God won't stop. Amen? Come on, hallelujah. Are you okay? But here they were. But this strife, this unsettled issues drove them into the mountains, into caves, into dens, and strongholds. Say strongholds. Strongholds don't just become strongholds, but they begin by being footholds. The Bible says, don't give the enemy a foothold. And when he was talking about that, the context was talking from out of a place of anger. See, what happens is when we respond out of anger, we respond out of our soul. And when our anger jumps out of us, that's called a seducing spirit. I'm preaching to me. I'm not preaching at anybody. You receive it? Say, he's not preaching to me. Tell your neighbor, he's not preaching to me. Come on, tell your neighbor, he's not preaching to me. Maybe I am, but no. But no, see, I want you to see this. But listen, see, here's what those are places, anger and murder and all those things are out of the flesh, out of the flesh realm. The Bible says in James 4:1, it says that why are the wars and going on? Because it comes from the lust. From the lust in your heart, from the places, what are those? Those are the things that you crave inside your place to be filled and not filled with the Spirit of God. But you crave it by, Gah! It doesn't fill you. It doesn't satisfy you. But what happens is it'll get on you, it'll get on you, it'll get on you, it'll follow you around. So I want you to see this. He says, and says, here's what happened. It says, and so these things become strongholds. Strongholds that you have a hard time getting loosed from. See, God loves you. I'm here to tell you, He loves you so much that He wants to shine. He wants to invade in those weaknesses and those hurts and those pains. He wants to override them. He wants to overshadow you like Mary. Hallelujah. He wants His Spirit to overshadow you that you birth Christ. And he says, and it says, and it was, it, so it was, say so it was. When Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up. I want you to know that strife came up when you sown, that when you do something, all of a sudden that strife comes up. He says, and the Amalekites, well, that's easy. You know what that means? Amalekites? Amalek? Amalek? Say flesh. So we got two things, strife and flesh. They're trying to rule and reign. What did David say? Bless the Lord, soul. He told his soul, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, every part of you are going to bless the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm in charge here. The Spirit's in charge. Oh, my soul, bless the Lord. Everything within me, bless the Lord. He says, and so it was that he had sown in the Midianites, and it came up. It came up, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. I want you to know that, listen, that the enemy just doesn't come by himself, but he brings his cousin. And he brings his second cousin, his third cousin, and every other imp that you could imagine to a fight. He says, and they encamped against them, and they destroyed the increase of the earth. Everything that they brought up, they destroyed. Over and over. And they were living out of a place of lack. They were hiding. They were fearful. He says, and the increase of earth till thou came up to Gaza, and they left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. What does that mean for me? That means this. Listen to me. Here's what happens is that when that, let that thing rule and reign, when I let my flesh rule, empower, try to be empowered in my life, when I let the wounds and the pains, it'll disrupt, it'll, the whole, your whole home, your workplace, everything, and it'll leave you without this. Ox, ass, and what? Sheep. What were they used for? Sacrifice. Worship. It'll leave you in an empty place of worship. I want you to hear this. See, I want you to know that the enemy would try to get you a place where the enemy knows that your power is in your worship and praise. It's in your praise. It's in your thanksgiving. So if he can get you a place where you don't trust God anymore, you're just bearing through, you're existing in church. Or you're existing in life because you know it's the right thing to go because you need your pay your fire insurance. You see, God loves you so much that he doesn't want that. He wants every bit of you. He wants you to live out of the abundance of who he is because you represent him, because you are the child of the Most High God, that you are here on this earth to multiply, replenish it, amen, and have dominion, hallelujah, over everything that comes upon you. Not for it to take hold of you. I'm angry because listen, I'm tired of sickness and disease taking hold of people, trying to overcome them, that we could stand in God's authority and push it back and agree with what God says about me. Mental illness, whatever it might be, fears, whatever they come upon you, we need to push it back. We need to not let them push us into strongholds and dens and mountains and hide and live in fear and take our joy. But we need to stand up, hallelujah, and receive what God has for us today. See, God's trying to get the children of Israel to wake up and to say, you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Hallelujah. I am the Most High. I'm your Father. I'm your Father. And he says, and they destroyed the increase in Gaza, so they had nothing to worship. If he takes your worship and your praise, he takes your power. And we sow from the lack. He says, sown out of the heart that's unsettled. Sow from the lack and not the enough, and they reap from not enough. When you sow from lack, you reap not enough. Amen. Come on, amen. Let me look real quick here. Are you with me for a minute? I got to give this to you. Amen? Let me just give this to you. Where's it at? Psalms 103. I want you to hear this. Are you okay? Just a minute. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. There's some places in us that I want you to hear that don't want to bend. They're rebellious. And they don't want to bend. They even get a part of our personality. That's just the way he is. I heard that for years, and I felt wrong about that. I knew that something wasn't right about that. Well, that's just the way he is. He's just mean like that. Unacceptable. He says, and all that is within me, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, forget not all those benefits. Listen, he's saying this. He's saying, forget not all my benefits. I have everything that you need, hallelujah, for you to get through whatever you are in right now. Whatever it is. Don't forget my benefits. And he says, bless the Lord, all my soul. Don't forget the benefits. Who forgiveth all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. He says, who redeemeth, if you forget who he is. He's the one that redeems the life from destruction. Who crowneth with loving kindness and tender mercies. We need to remind ourselves who he is. Amen. I need to remind myself who he is. He says, who satisfy thy mouth with good things. See, his word satisfies you. When you declare his word over your life, over those around you, over your situation, we speak God's, it's like honey to my lips. He made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. He made known his ways. I want to know the ways of God. Hallelujah. I want to know the way. He says, his ways are higher than my ways. I cannot let my ways lead me, but I need to let his ways lead me. He is the way. He is the truth and the life. Say trust issues. Let me finish this, all right? He says, and he encamped against them. He says, for they came up, blah, 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 blah. And he says, they came up. They don't stop. They don't stop. And they're tense. And they came up as grasshoppers for multitudes. Wow. For both they, and that was prophetic even in their life, it says that they're like grasshoppers. Remember that? When they came, before they went in, when they stayed in the wilderness for 40 some years, they said that they were like grasshoppers. Prophetically, they declared the truth in their own life. They prophesied in their lives that they're like grasshoppers. He says, and they both, camels and with number, and they entered in the land. Let me try it. And they came to destroy. The enemy has come to destroy, kill. To kill, steal, kill, and destroy. To steal your inheritance. He says, and it came to pass as the children of Israel cried. They cried. Here it is. Say good news. Come on, I want you to shout, put your shout on real quick, amen? He says, here's the good news. Because they called upon the Lord, even in the midst of the rebellious, even though God turned them over to it, the moment they cried unto God, all of a sudden the prophet of God showed up. He showed up in the midst of them with the word, hallelujah, that they were to respond. As they respond to the word of God, there was opportunity for them to step out of where they were. God will create an environment with somebody in your life. You might not have enough faith, but we need to look for those ones around us that are giant killers. We need to get ourselves around some people that are moving in faith, that I surround myself around them, hallelujah, that I can walk out of the moment that I'm in. Just like Elijah, when he walked up to the woman that was dying, he created an atmosphere for her to walk out, but she needed trusted the word of God from. Oh, that's a whole nother sermon. He says, and it says, so it came to pass. He cried, and the Lord sent a prophet. If I believe the word of the prophet. And he says, he delivered you out of the hand. And he says, and he began to declare. He says that he delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians, out of the hand of the oppressed. You've been oppressed. Oppressed. You have drove them out from before you. He says, and God says, I gave them in your hands. He says, and I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear no gods. He says, of the Amorites. He says, in whose land you dwell. He says, but you have not obeyed my voice. And then the angel of the Lord came and it showed up in a small place. Say a small place. See, I want you to know that God will show up in a small place so that he can show you how big he is. He'll show up in a confined place. There's things that you feel like there's no way out of this situation. See, Gideon, he was one of these products of fear, of rebelliousness of those that went before. His testimony of his forefathers came before him. And what he felt like is God forsook them. And God wasn't there for them. Because what they seen in their eyes, where's God? He said to them, to the angel of the Lord that came before him, he says, where is the miracle? Say, where's the miracles? I want you to hear this. Listen, he says, where are the miracles? I want you to get this. Are you okay?
He says, and he says, and he came, he says, and Gideon was threshing wheat by the wine press. That word wheat means, provision. He was just getting by in life. He was just producing enough to get by. He was hiding the rest. He was trying to get through life. Instead of living from that place, this was a place of a wine press. It was a place of joy, abundance, overflow. But he turned it into a place of just getting by. See, God wants, we are the temple of the Most High God. It does not need to be a place of lack, but a place of overflow. God wants us to live from that place, to walk in it, hallelujah, to experience it every single day of our lives, to walk in the supernatural, amen? You are set free that we're to walk in the Spirit, that we walk in the supernatural. Say, praise God for air conditioning, it's on its way. Come on, we're getting air conditioned. We are. I made the phone call. I pulled the trigger. Amen. Amen. He says, and God will pay for it. And it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with you. Say, the Lord's with you. Everything about what the angel of God said to him didn't seem right. The Lord's with you. I'm just being real. I'm being real. That sometimes you go through things and you feel like, he's with me? Come on, there's moments in our life that we feel like he's with you because they come fast. They come fast. They knock you down. And you answer, sometimes you answer out of the quick place of lack instead of abundance. And he says, he asked him, he says, and Gideon, he says, and he said, and the angel of the Lord said unto him, he says, unto you, Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. You mighty man of valor. And he says, and Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, just like that, oh my Lord. Say, oh my Lord. If the Lord is with us, why has he befallen this to happen to us? You know how many people I've heard say that to me? Why would God let this happen? Why would God let that sickness happen? Why would God do this? I want to help you tonight. Those are questions that we've asked that just like Gideon, that we've been in places that forces us to answer, where have you been? Just like the children of Israel, that we repeat the same thing over again because we've asked God, where are you? And he says, and why has this befallen on us? And where be the miracles which our fathers told us about? Where are they? Saying, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now he hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Where am I at? And the Lord looked upon him. Skipping over everything that he said. Not in a place of anger. Not from an idea of what someone might say that God's going to smite him. But God says, I want you to recover. I've come bringing healing and abundance. I want to interrupt this place of you not trusting me today. I want you to hear that. He said, you deliver us out of this place. He says, and the Lord looked upon him and he said, go. Say, go. I want you to remember that Genesis, God gave them a command, a word. And he said this, be fruitful. I want you to live from the place where I breathed into you, out of that place. I want you to be fruitful. I want you to multiply my characteristics. I want you to multiply my greatness. I want you to multiply in places that are deserted, that are broken, where it's dark. I want you to multiply. I want you to increase the light. Wherever there's death, I want you to bring and interrupt it with life that I've given to you. That's my DNA. I want you to replenish.
And I want you to subdue. Say subdue. I want you to subdue. Subdue it. Take hold of it. Receive it. Walk in its reality. And not far from that moment, they were disrupted by a lack of trust of what God said, their father. And we could find ourselves all the way where Jesus stood before his disciples. And again, he says this, go. Make disciples. Go into the world, say into the world. Go into people's worlds and interrupt the chaos. Go into other people's worlds and invade their sorrow with my life. See, because I've given you my spirit. Replenish my nature. Invade them with light. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is upon you. Go invade that darkness with who I am. Step into place and interrupt sickness with healing. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So many times we're waiting for the right moment and we're like, no, I want you to know, just do it. Well, no, the pastor, no, every single one of us, interrupt the enemy. Sickness does not come from God. The Bible says, Peter 2:24, by his stripes, we were healed. Yes. Not going to be. I am healed. That's my reality. That's my truth. That no matter what, I don't have to try to figure out, just trust in the Lord. He says, go. Go in thy might. Go in my might. I'm not asking you to do anything in your own strength, but in my strength. I want to invade your weakness with my strength. I want to overwhelm you with my goodness. We can never find the end of God's love. That's why I worship Him. That's why I bless His name. I can never reach the end of it. It goes on and on. And God wants me to walk it out, and God wants me to step into it. And sometimes it seems fearful, but God says, trust me. Lean not on your understanding, but trust in the Lord in all of His ways. All of your ways. And as God's leading you and guiding you, that we just focus on Him, that I get my gaze upon Him. What's that gaze? That gaze upon how much He loves me, what I mean to Him. What I mean to God, I do. What you mean to God, every one of us individually, we understand how much I mean to God. You are valued by God. He loves you so much. He set a value upon you, and it was His life that He gave it for you to live abundantly, to be the expression of God in the earth, to be His image and likeness right here, right now. But the enemy wants to evade that. We're not going to let him do it. Say, I'm not going to let him do it. I'm going to live unto God. I'm going to live with what I have to God. But sometimes it's hard. See, it's easy sometimes as you're standing on dry ground. See, but God wants you to experience Him in greater levels. Sometimes it's easy to worship God on dry places where your feet are on the ground, where you're standing. You can feel your feet under you. But God says, come on out. See, come on out a little bit. See, when I'm standing on dry ground, I can hold on. I can stand. I'm able to control it the way things are. But God says, no. See, I want you to know the abundance of who I am. Hallelujah. I don't want you to live out of that place. It's nice you know me that way, but then I want you to step a little bit farther. And as He's walking, He says, come on out. And as you begin to walk into the water, you bend to get about waist deep. Every once in a while, a wave hits you, but you get your feet on the ground again. But you see, God wants you to get farther. Say, it's time to go deeper. Time to let it, whatever their errors, whatever their hearts or pains, ask, let God get in front of it. Whatever something I have to ask God to forgive me of, or to let me forgive, so that I get beyond the point of boundaries, of hindrances and to get to a place of complete letting go. See, when he gets you to a place, that place where that you're in that water, it's so deep that you can't touch the water. See, God wants you to live in a place of abandonment, that you relinquish everything to him. In my weakness, he's strong. See, it's in those moments that others around you will say, look what the Lord has done. Would you stand to your feet? Kelly, come here. We got this communion. See, God wants us to walk in full communion. Not holding back. And we're able to do it. We're able to do it because of this right here. I want you to know, remember the four things. The four things that I can walk in rest and walk in power is this. Four things. To know that God's good. To know that with God all things are possible. And to realize it's finished. And the fourth thing is to know that I'm enough. He's made me worthy. But I realize that this, that listen, I'm able to walk in resurrection life and power because he gave himself that I can live. He gave himself and placed a price upon my life to say you're worthy because I gave my life for you. He set a price tag on it. He says, ha, look at this. This is who you are. This is how worthy you are. This is how good you are. You're enough. You're worthy to walk in this understanding, to walk in who you are. So I want you to know that as we take this bread, that it's significant for us to see it's finished, that I can walk out the abundance of God in my life. This is his body as we're prepared to take it. Do this in remembrance of him. This is his blood. Tell someone there's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. The cross is still the answer, and there's power in the blood. It's so significant, it's powerful, that sometimes there was a man that Reinhard Bonnke, they asked him, they said, he was in an interview with him, and the guy was an atheist, and they asked him, as they went up against each other, and they asked him, he says, Reinhard, he says, how is there power in that blood? I don't see it. How's there power in that blood? 2,000 years ago, Jesus died. He says, I don't recognize it. I can't see it in the earth because there's sin everywhere. It's running rapid. And he looked at him and the Spirit of God came upon him. He says, do you believe in soap? He says, there's still people in the earth that are dirty. But when they use the soap, when they apply it, say apply it. As they apply it upon their life, it'll wash away. It'll make all things right. It'll make things clean. It'll make it right. I want you to know there's power in the blood. There's power in the name of Jesus. That by his stripes I'm healed. So I say it with power and authority that I know that God, because you bled, it wasn't out of that with naught or void, but it was with purpose that you gave to me that I can walk in all of it, and I receive it in Jesus' name in healing. By your stripes I'm healed. Jesus. Let's sing that real quick. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus,
silence fear.
You silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus.
Right now, hallelujah, if you don't know Jesus, if you're watching this, I want you to know that He died, He gave His life, that you could receive power and authority, that you could receive by His stripes you're healed, that you receive forgiveness, that He took it away, He washed away. He washed away His blood that empowers you to walk up, to wake up into the reality that we're baptized into Him. Lord, I pray right now that whoever is here that's listening, that just by Your word to God, that if I confess within my mouth and believe my heart, that I ask forgiveness, forgive me, Father God, forgive me. That I come to a place to God, Lord, that I receive what You did for me, that You took what I had coming, You took it, God, from me. That I can receive forgiveness, that I don't have to walk in shame, I don't have to be under the power of sin anymore, but I can be broken because of what You did. It can be broken off my life. That is no more power, that it doesn't have to haunt me, that I don't have to submit to sin, I don't have to submit to addiction, I don't have to submit to it anymore. But by confessing and believing in my heart, I shall be saved. I pray right now. Father God, I just pray for healings. I thank You for the healings, God. I thank You for the words. I thank You for the testimonies. I pray to God, Lord, that even as they walk out, as they wake up tomorrow morning, to God, Lord, that there be a refreshing understanding, God, of what You did in their bodies. Hallelujah. That it was significant tonight. It was significant. They remind themselves of this moment that, God, You're faithful. You're faithful. You're faithful. You're a faithful God. Hallelujah. You are who You say You are, God. And because of that, I can declare with all my heart that I am blessed and highly favored. Come on. God's knocking. Open up and let Him in. Amen.
Name is a light that the shadows can't deny.